right there in Acts 12. Well, let me just read a few verses. Psalm 34, 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Brother Segura, do you really believe in angels? You know what? This is what Hebrews says. Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for they by some have entertained angels unawares. I wonder how many of us have entertained angels unawares. So the other verse says, hey, the angel of the Lord is going to protect you if you fear him. What does that mean? If you're a good Christian, if you're doing what's right. And sometimes, you know, we live life and we forget that angels are real. They do protect. And who knows? Maybe some of us have come across angels, but they're real. They're legit. But right there in Hebrews or in the book of Acts, perfect example, God will protect you and he'll give you his vengeance. Take a look right there in Acts chapter 12, verse 1. We're going to read about Herod. And it says this, now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed who? James, the brother of John with the sword. So I'm not saying that you're not going to, you know, suffer, and I'm not saying that you will never get killed by the wicked. But all I know is that, hey, if you're doing what's right, God is with you, God is well pleased, and precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. So if this does happen to you, I don't know why it happened to James. All I can tell you is this. I'm pretty sure he didn't cower down. I'm pretty sure he was like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where it's like, hey, King Herod, you want to kill me? Go ahead, but I'm still not going to stop preaching Jesus Christ. He's not going to do it. And because of his death, we read it today, and it helps us to get ready for what could come. So that way, if we do end up being part of the tribulation generation, which I think is our kids, but we might be a part of it as well. Once some of y'all start getting put to death, hey, this verse is going to keep you from being offended. You're going to realize, hey, we're living the book of Acts. Brother Segura just got killed by King Herod. You know what? I know he's happy. And I will be too. But here's what happens. Skip to verse number 21. Let's go to verse 21. So verse 1, what do we see? Herod kills James. But not all of them got killed by Herod. God protected Peter, but he did take in Peter. But then, of course, they escape. But we're going to pick it up in verse 21 to see what happened to this wonderful king, Herod. And upon a said day, verse 21, and upon a said day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat upon his throne and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of man. I guess it sounded like Obama, you know. They're like, oh, man, he speaks so well, but he's a wicked person. He's just another Herod with a voice like God. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him. He killed him because he gave not God the glory. Good tip, right? Give God the glory every chance you can. And he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. But the word of God grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. So what do we see? We see God's protection on Peter and his vengeance getting poured out. And let's read a few verses about vengeance. You guys could just listen up. I'll quickly read them. Or you can meet me in Proverbs 6:12. I'll get to that verse pretty soon. Actually, you know what? Go to Luke 18. Go to Luke 18. I forgot to highlight and have you guys turn there. Luke 18, meet me in verse number 1. While you go to verse 18, verse 1, I'm just going to read from Romans 12:19. That says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Not I might repay, I will repay. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if that enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head, and be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, I feel sorry for the Christians that are truly saved, and they try to take vengeance into their own hands, and try to, you know, whatever, in order to feel better. Because you know what? That's not what God tells us to do. Amen. You know, you're not going to feel better. God's going to take away your joy. Make sure you get locked up if you end up taking vengeance. It's the government's job to take vengeance. You know, so we're not people that believe in being vigilantes, going out there and you know, avenging ourselves. You know, but if you're in Luke 18, here's a great parable. Here's a great parable to put our minds at ease, knowing that God will, whoever our enemies of our church are, whoever attacks you personally for doing what's right because you're serving God, you fear the Lord, you're a righteous individual because the wicked hate the upright. Here's what God has promise us. Look at verse 18 in the book of Luke, verse 1. It says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. It says, obviously, God tells us not to take vengeance upon ourselves. You know, we should just pray and take it to God. You know, let God, you know, deal with it. Verse number 2, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversaries, and he will not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. Lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith? And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Now, to us, it may not seem like it's quick. When we're like, Lord, this person's attacking me. You know what? Do something about this wicked individual. You know, and then a month goes by, you're like, Lord. 3 months goes by, you're like, Lord. But don't worry. If it's the right thing to do, God will avenge. Not just protect you from this person, but avenge them. Make sure that they get what's coming to them. Amen? In verse number 8, it says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? You know, so you have your Bibles, go to Acts 17. You know, Proverbs 6:12 says this, a naughty person, a wicked man, and man, there are plenty of those people if you live right for the Lord. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a forward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Sounds like these YouTubers that just attack Pastor Anderson, attack our church, attack Pastor Mejia, attack all these other great men of God. Why? Because they're froward. They just like sowing discord. Oh, no, I just want to show people the truth. No, you don't. You just want to sow discord. You want to just make good men of God look bad. You want to cast doubt in people's hearts about the men of God that they're following. That's all these wicked YouTubers that attack us are doing. You know, and at the end of the day, it seems like it's always about the money. They always have like a Patreon. Support me on Patreon. You know, I just saw some young idiot who ended up attacking Pastor Anderson on YouTube. And sure enough, he has like maybe 300 subscribers. But he's like, hey, support me on Patreon. You know, he wants money. And it's like, who are you? It's like, you look like you're 21. He's like, you're attacking a great man of God. You're an idiot. You know, but why is he on YouTube? Why is he like, you know, what's wrong with Pastor Anderson? He has like a stupid smile. If you want me to show it to you later, I'll show it to you. But he has like a picture. He has a stupid smile. What's wrong with Steven Anderson? Why Steven Anderson is wrong? And then he goes in there and he's not even using the King James. Big shocker, right? Not even using the King James. You know, who knows what he believes about salvation. But, oh, yeah, support me on Patreon. You know, if you like this truth, if you like these type of teachings, support me on Patreon, you know. It's like he sold his soul for a few bucks just to attack a man of God that's doing a lot. You know, why? He's a froward individual. But don't worry, God will avenge. God will avenge that idiot unless obviously he gets right with the Lord. But look, these people will suffer that attack us. These people will be punished. You know, God will protect you. They're trying to harm you. They're trying to destroy you. But like Haman, they're going to get hanged with their own gallows. Amen? How, though? By continuing doing right. Remember, what's the title of the sermon? The benefits of being a Christian? No, the benefits of being a what? Good Christian. Good Christian. Keep doing good. Keep doing right. And look, I know I'm starting with the least, but you know what? Typical tip I'm preaching, save your best for last, so it'll get better. But we all know, A, his protection and his vengeance. And I had to throw this verse in there because somebody texted to me a couple days ago. It says very quickly, therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Nothing can stop, you know, God's vengeance when it comes. No remedy, nothing, no pleading, no begging. It's over. You know, God gives people some space to repent and get right. Bible says that God is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we know that God will suffer a long time with our sins. And even an unbeliever, I'm sure he suffers a long time with them, wanting them to get right. But if they don't, if they continue to get worse like Pharaoh, he's just going to destroy them. It just was going to happen.